USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just pushed me back, and door fell on the top of me, and you know, we ran inside. Everything was fall apart.
Mayfield, Kentucky business owner Sanal Nadadi on KFVS12.com. President Biden on Sunday declared a major federal disaster in Kentucky after a swarm of deadly tornadoes hit the state late Friday into Saturday, paving the way for additional federal aid. As part of the declaration, federal aid will be provided to affected individuals in counties of Caldwell, Fulton, Graves, Hopkins, Marshall, Muhlenberg, Taylor, and Warren. Around 3:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, passengers of a Carnival cruise ship were awoken to an alert that someone had fallen overboard. The ship was traveling from Long Beach to Ensenada, Mexico. Firefighter paramedic Daniel Miranda on board the ship said there was some high suspicion of foul play. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Let's get an update on what Dr. Fauci is telling Americans this week.
Continued concerns regarding the latest COVID-19 variant, Omicron, which is spreading quickly, but which health experts say doesn't seem to be any worse than some other strains of the virus. Health experts are still working to learn more about it. In the meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the NIH and of the White House COVID-19 team says on ABC's This Week, he believes it's still very important to get vaccinated and also get the booster shots.
Well, I certainly think, George, it's the optimal care. I mean, for official requirements, it's still two shots of the mRNA and one shot of the J&J. But I think if you look at the data, the more and more it becomes clear that if you want to be optimally protected, you really should get a booster.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
New York Interim Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a mask mandate in New York starting today. Republican New York City Councilman Joe Borelli on Fox News points out this is a knee-jerk reaction and not based on science.
The crazy part is that we'll see this being enforced in New York City where there's absolutely no Omicron variant crisis going on whatsoever. The majority of the state is governed by Republicans, conservative upstate New York. Even on Long Island, you have a new county executive, Bruce Blakeman, who came out and said we're not going to enforce it. So in this case, the emperor has no clothes. The governor has no ability to actually enforce and institute these fines against people. So county executives are making the decision and realizing that their hospitals are not overloaded, that Omicron is not causing a run on hospitalizations or deaths, and that going to this knee-jerk reaction for mandates is actually counterproductive. The logic we hear is that, well, what if the next variant is more deadly and more transmissible? That did not happen with Omicron. That's clear. That's not happening right now. And yet still, governors on the left, like Kathy Hochul and others, are just doing a knee-jerk reaction right away towards restricting our liberties and making things less convenient and adding new mandates.
Fox News anchor Chris Wallace announced Sunday that he's departing the network and joining opinion network CNN to host a weekday show. Wallace made the announcement of his departure at the end of his Fox News Sunday show that he has moderated since 2003. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.